课堂听 class.com。
Unit 2. Go to the hotel. Conversation 1. After you.
Thank you.
What's the weather like in your country? I suppose it must be warmer than here.
Oh, yes. We have rather mild winters. It always has much sunshine in winter. But it was very foggy when I left 2 days ago. I knew it would be colder here, but I thought there would be a lot of snow.
We don't have much snow in winter in Beijing. In fact, we haven't had any so far this winter. The winter is rather long, but the cold is generally not severe. The temperature seldom gets as low as 10 below zero centigrade.
What is the temperature today, do you know?
About freezing point, I think. But the morning's forecast said that we are going to have a very cold spell in the next few days.And the temperature will probably drop to 10 or 15 degrees below zero.
Oh, I'm very lucky that my wife let me take a heavy overcoat.
It is considerate of your wife.
Yes, she is. By the way, what is the best season in Beijing?
Fall is the best season in Beijing. It's neither hot nor cold. The sky is clear and blue. There's hardly any wind.Only a slight breeze, which is hardly noticeable. And we have plenty of sunshine, too.
Really? Then I will come to Beijing in the fall next time.
Good. You are welcome. Conversation 2. Yeah, look at all those new buildings going up. Mr. Zhang, the traffic is pretty smooth, but we were told the roads from the airport to downtown...were quite crowded, and traffic jams could be as long as half an hour.
Yes, they were. But it has already passed. The traffic from the airport to downtown has been relieved after the completion of Yan'an Aerial Road.
We've never expected that Shanghai is such a big metropolis, same as New York City. David, would it be a good idea to rent a car here?I've got an international driver's license with a pretty good record in the States.
That's wonderful. Okay, I'll remember that. But I have to warn you that you must drive very carefully in the downtown area, for there are no separate lanes for motor vehicles and bicycles in the same places, and still quite a few people don't take road regulations seriously.